Josh Payne is Ink Master Season 10 winner, and there has been a boom in people getting tattoos since the pandemic has come around. Have you seen that too, Josh?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that all through my career, I've been tattooed almost 20 years now. It's like when the world's down and people are kind of in the slumps, they tend to be all about spending money and time on themselves. So the tattoo industry and the alcohol industry tend to do just fine during these times.
Well, that's funny. It's really insightful, right? But you're right. Why do you think that is, Josh?
Well, it's like when you're in that pickle and you're looking at your last chunk of money, and it's like, why spend it somewhere else that doesn't give you that kind of that gratification, you know, that sense of happiness. So I think everybody, you know, not knowing what tomorrow's got to hold, it's like, why not spend today on yourself a little bit?
Josh, when people are coming in during these times when so much is going on, when you look at the bulk of your tattoos, and I know that you're doing a ton of different stuff. Everybody's a different person, obviously, but do they tend to be more like some sort of brooding thing that they've discovered or want to emulate about themselves at this point? Are they more this is the end of the world type tattoos? Or are they like, I'm going to get a dolphin with a star on it because I really need to be upbeat?
I wish it was more of the dolphins and stars half the time. I'm an anomaly. I tattoo some weird stuff on some crazy people, you know, and as you can tell looking at some of my work, like some of it's right straight off the walls. I've been very blessed to not have the normal typical walk-in stuff that kind of would probably get more of that sentimental thing. You know, a lot of people feel like art needs to have a meaning, and I imagine at a time like this more so than others, they're probably looking for something that makes them feel a certain way.
So I've noticed there's always trends in tattoos. Obviously, you know that. A few years ago, it was the white tattoos. Is that over? People getting the white tattoos, they just fade away?
I feel like that's still going on.
This is a question that's going to get me hated by the industry more than they already hate me. The world's full of fads, and in our industry, it has switched from doing a tattoo that lasts forever for your client to now it's who has the prettier Instagram pictures.
Right.
And people are doing all of this work that is so... I mean, it looks great. Don't get me wrong. You know, I see these pages. I see these people's portfolios that they're claiming of what their work is. But I've also done this long enough to know what is real and what isn't real and what works and what doesn't work. And people lately, they're selling all of these different things that, in my personal and professional opinion, are more a fallacy. You know, I mean, they're not going to last. They're not going to stand the test of time. And I just think that that's really disrespectful to the client. And these artists, they're swaying them into things that they know aren't going to last, knowing that they're going to make a buck off them.
Wow. Josh, I want you to fathom here for a moment. I'm going to bring you in a zap, all right? In her college days, she's a pristine body, unharmed so far by these artists that actually didn't care about her or whatever it may be. She doesn't have anything stupid on her ankle yet. And this is modern times right now. I mean, when somebody comes to you, like you said, not a lot of people are pulling things off the wall. You're not dealing with the walk-in, but... But what do you think is a great place to tattoo, and what is a great tattoo for you to put on somebody that doesn't have that experience yet?
It's what the person wants. You know, I've done things that are so deep and meaningful, that are so family related to, I've done dinosaurs killing bears. You know, I'm not one to tell you what you think you want forever, but I've always joked that the problem with a tattoo with meaning is it can lose it. If you just get cool artwork, it's always going to be cool artwork.
So clearly a T-Rex eating a bear on the small of your back.
That's what I want.
No
T-Rex tramp stamp, right?
Killing, eating a bear.
Now we're talking.
I have the world's ugliest tattoos.
You haven't seen mine yet. You haven't.
Are yours? Well, actually, I'm looking at a picture of you half naked under a waterfall, so I can see a lot of them.
That sounds right.
All right, you can follow Josh on Instagram at Josh Payne Tattoo. Josh, you want to plug your website?
I don't have a website because I don't really know how computers work.
Cool.
So just go with the social media thing.
I love it. I love it so much. Josh, thank you for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Excellent. Thank you guys very much.